This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
I'm focused on Miami, playing football.
What were your version of events that day?
I'm focused on Miami, playing football.
Focused on Miami, just to play football. Why? Whoever thought the last game of the season would have this much excitement? It's KJ Show. Got my man Tom Carroll hanging out for the duration. So, Tom, thank you for being here. David Azar as well. Wow. You know, Tom, going into this week, if you said 3 weeks ago that there would be a lot of chatter about the Patriots' Week 18 game, you'd probably say either A, someone's injured. B, what happened? Well, actually, A, what happened to Drake May, right? B, somebody's injured. C, drama with players, two of them in a week? Did you see it coming?
No. I don't think anyone could say that they saw this coming. And yeah, I know that it was sort of like, okay, you know, everything's going a little too perfectly. Everyone's kind of staying healthy and there hasn't been a lot of trouble and not a lot of drama. And all of the drama has seemingly been manufactured by media, right? Like kind of parsing things and, does Vrabel not like McDaniels and yada, yada. And then, wham, like we get real drama. It's real off the field stuff. It's serious stuff. And we don't really know what is going to come. What we know right now is that there are accusations out there. We know that there are arraignment dates for both, and they're going to seemingly be able to play while everything is kind of figured out in the court of law and at the NFL league office. So, you know, at some point, the commissioner's exempt list could come into play, but at the moment, both these guys are going to play and be a part of this, hopefully, long playoff run.
Yeah, shout out to Christian Barmore for, I think, probably the perfect answer considering the things that have been put in for. I mean, we've heard Christian Barmore on tape before. Remember this?
I'm from Florida. I'm not even from out here, dog. This is literally, I'm from Florida. I play out here. I play football out here for the Patriots.
Yeah, so that's a lot more said in 5 seconds than what was said to all the reporters in the locker room. And Tom, you were there because for most people who do know, but some, I think generally the sports fan knows that the NFL will fine teams and players if they're not made during, I guess, this, there's going to be a mandatory day to make yourself available to the media. And Dan Ball and I were talking about this yesterday. It's like, well, you don't want to be bringing the NFL into your business if you feel like everything's got covered by not making these guys available, I guess, for the mandatory talks that they would have to have. You usually don't find these things out until you hear like, oh, so-and-so was fined by the NFL for not making themselves available. What was the energy like in the locker room knowing that when the media came in there, and that's kind of one of those days people have to be available, What was the, was it uncomfortable in there? Was it tense? Were they generally loose? What was the vibe that you got from the locker room?
The vibe in the locker room was sort of how it always is, which is pretty loose, especially since the team has been winning this season. It's definitely different in there this year than it was last year. And admittedly, I haven't been
with
in the locker room.
A bunch of bags
room.
Packed at their lockers.
right.
Is that Louis Vuitton luggage sitting there right by your cleats?
You know, right. So last season, it was pretty quiet in there. But this year, admittedly, they changed the policy as far as what can be recorded video-wise and what can't. Like, if you have to have a TV camera to be in there recording. So, I use a phone for all my video stuff. So, like, Mego goes in there and gets sound and builds the relationships with the players and that stuff. And I kind of stay back and post video from the media room so we can get stuff up quickly. It's kind of how our 1-2 punch works. But on Friday, Mega was on the air up here, so I went into the locker room to make sure we got that sound for Diggs and Barmore. And like, I could tell the vibe this time last year when I used to be in there all the time, and then the vibe this time right now, it was night and day. Like, guys were laughing, having a good time, and again, the team is winning, so that makes sense. But it was very clear, like, everyone that was in that locker room was there for the purposes of two things.
Right.
Listening to Steph Diggs and listening to Christian Barmore. Like, almost, I would say, like, 95% of the media contingent was huddled around Diggs' locker. He spoke for about 5 minutes, and then that entire pack of people moved down to the other end of the locker room and huddled around Barmore's locker until he was changed and ready to go to talk. And, look, like I said, the rest of the locker room, the vibe was good, and the guys were laughing and having a good time. And so I think that speaks to a level of they have it under control. They feel like, you know, those are situations that are happening off the field, and we're going to support them, but we have a bigger task at hand here, and we feel really good about the group we have in this locker room. So, like, hearing that, seeing that sort of dichotomy was really interesting.
Yeah, KJ Show, got Tom Carroll hanging out today till 4. We'll take you up to the playoff games for the NFL. I think it's Panthers and Bucks to see who wins the NFC South. That'll be at 4 o'clock. 617-779-7937. That's the number to call and your text messages as well. But I guess this goes to everything that's happened, and we'll get to the Diggs portion here shortly as well, because it's really kind of like what's going on this week, right? This is a real telltale sign of why you have Mike Vrabel in there versus, say, another maybe first-year head coach, or maybe like if this was Ben Johnson, how does Ben Johnson handle this different? Does he handle this differently? But you would say of all the available coaches outside of the one that had just been recently fired, you would say that, hey, Vrabel is the one guy who would not be fazed if something came out of the blue. And what's crazy, I guess, about the story is it's only really come out of the blue to the public, right? Because the Barmore situation happens back in the summer, and then there's at least two games played in between when the Diggs incident happens and then when everything hits the fan earlier this week. So I think it's incumbent to say, like, hey, this is why you hire someone like a Mike Vrabel. Let's get to the comments that some people weren't really thrilled about that led into it. Was the, are you disappointed in the distractions? And the issue that I had with that, Tom, was distraction is a noun, but so is Barmore and Diggs. They're just proper nouns. And Vrabel did not fall for trying to convert that simple noun into a proper noun, right? So if he said, well, yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed in the distractions we've had this week. Well, then the distractions clearly become a statement about Diggs and Barmore, and he avoided that. Did you have an issue with the way Vrabel answered that question?
I don't have an issue per se with how he answered it. I think maybe the wording was a little clunky. Like, the genesis of what he was trying to say was, that's happening. It's a problem off the field. We're going to support them, but we're focused on what's happening in week 18 and moving forward. Like, that sentiment makes sense. And I think generally over the course of that 8-10 minute press conference, he nailed it. But just that wording at the beginning, like, not disappointed at all. Like, that's just, I don't think he meant that in the way that it came off, you know, like the first 10 seconds of, as he's saying that, I'm like, oh no, where is this going? And then he kind of like got it back on the road. So yeah, like I'm with you. You bring in a guy like Vrabel because of situations. I mean, you bring him in for a lot of different reasons, right. But part of the reason why you bring a guy like Vrabel in the mix is because he's an adult in the room. That's what I've been saying about Vrabel since the minute he got here, is the vibe around the entire building has completely shifted. Like, he knows how to lead an operation and to keep messaging on brand. And the way Vrabel has talked about this situation is the way that everyone has talked about this situation. Drake May, when he talked a few hours after Vrabel that same day, he was carrying the same message and really the same vibe. So, yeah, Vrabel, the way he's handled this week is just another feather in his cap for why he was the right guy for this job. If you didn't already believe that, here's just another reason.
Well, I think even on top of that, if you want to put, you know, icing on the cake, if you will, and I don't mean to make this seem like a celebratory situation, but you don't think these players are now even going to go even further through a wall for Vrabel the way he handled that? Because it could have been very easy. Like, let's just look at the Bill O'Brien situation when he was in Houston with DeAndre Hopkins, if you're familiar with that, right? Where DeAndre Hopkins is saying, look, this guy's compared me to, he says, I remind him of Aaron Hernandez and the people I'm hanging out with. It's almost kind of like, if I'm putting my body on the line for you every damn week, I my career could be over in a play. You're going to get into me about my life. Either you get into what I'm doing on or on the field, and as long as the off the field is not bringing Aaron Hernandez-like tendencies, right? Like the law's not coming up and showing up and trying to, you know, cordon off places. If you're not bringing it in, as you hear it in marriage, don't bring that to the front door. Then I'm going to go through a wall for you. I think, you know, the way Vrabel said it, even in the clunky manner that it may have come off, I think the players are kind of like, oh, hell yeah. That is my coach.
Yes.
You know, so I believe that you might have actually fired up the Patriots players even more by just the way you handled it's usually one incident, right? Like this is almost literally like two incidents at a time. One that recently happened, but then another one that suddenly becomes news because of maybe just how the legal process works. And I don't want to get into the case of the Barmore situation. I'm just pointing out that, okay, you don't think that Vrabel did not know about that situation a month ago, 2 months ago? You know, same thing with Diggs. You don't think they didn't know about that situation within 4 or 5 days, even though we're finding out about it 2 and 3 weeks later? Now, some had heard some things, but if people are hearing things, you'd have to figure that the $9 billion organization has the staff to find out and get some type of knowledge of the situation, so that way they know what's coming and the team knows what's coming, and more importantly, on their part, what the league knows is coming.
Yeah, and like, I think it's important to note that once everything is kind of figured out here in the court of law, and like, if either one of these guys is found guilty of what they're being charged of, the tune of everyone in that building is going to change tremendously.
Right.
So, but where it sits now, where you're innocent until proven guilty, it's kind of the most serious version of how Vrabel has handled his players all season long. Like, I think back to early in the year when Ramondre Stevenson had all of the fumbling issues.
Right.
And it would have been very easy for Vrabel to just say, all right, you can't hold on to the ball. We drafted this running back in the second round. He's going to be the guy. You're going to go to the bench. And he didn't. He stuck by his guy. He kept Ramondre in the mix. And I would say the way Stevenson has played over the last 3-4 weeks is some of the best football he's played in his entire
rejuvenated?
Career.
Would you say rejuvenated?
Absolutely.
Would be the word?
Yeah. Rejuvenated for sure. So, like, this is just – this example is a very serious microcosm of the way that Vrabel – supports his players and is there for them, whether it's them fumbling a ball on the field or dealing with the legal matter where they are innocent until proven guilty, because it would be very easy for the organization to just cut either guy and say, okay, so like, that's a distraction. You know, you're involved in something, you know, whether you're guilty or not, like the issue is, you know, on the table now. So see you later. We got a playoff run to worry about. Like, Vrabel could have made that call, and I'm sure there would have been people on either side saying he should or shouldn't have done that, but they're choosing the support route, and that speaks to who Vrabel is.
You know what? I think there's another thing that Vrabel can completely relate to that very few people in the NFL can do when it comes to his players. I'll get to that next. It's the KJ Show. Got Tom Carroll hanging out with me. 617-779-7937 for your calls and text. Now it's time to trend with David Azer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Sorry, in a couple of days, I usually get to talk to y'all on Wednesday. But, obviously, it's a different time, very emotional time. Taken back by some, things that's been going on. But I want to be here to say, sorry I wasn't available for those couple of days. A different kind of time, but dealing with everything, it's definitely an open case, so I can't even say anything about it. I will be open to any football questions, anything you want to know. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be rude or disrupt in any way, so if anybody asks me a question that pertaining to it, I'm obviously just give you a look. Y'all kind of know me at this point, but
The KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. Got Tom Carroll here up till 4 o'clock. I got you for the whole time, so make sure the whole time goes on the whole time card, right? That's Steph Diggs. With his comments, first comments that we've heard from him after his charges had come down earlier this week. Tom, it's kind of fascinating. In the last break, we were talking about Barmore, and we were getting into Vrabel's leadership. I think sometimes people forget a lot of these players. All of these guys are kind of like walking banks to the people in their families, right? They come into the locker room as like a respite, like a relief from like their daily stress. Look, I've known players for years, and some of the looks on their face when it comes to talking about family and friends and family discovered for money, for issues, the phones do not stop ringing. You've got multiple phones. So when you get into the locker room, you feel like, this is the one place nobody in this room wants anything from me. And other players are saying that about the other players, right? Like many of these guys have the same issues going on, and it's money, and it's usually from people who are around them that need it, want it, or trying to have control of it. So Vrabel is that guy because he's been on winning championships. He's known the rock star status that the Patriots have gone through. He's been next to guys in lockers who have been like, man, you just will not believe what's going on, like with my girl's family and what they need and what just happened and all these different things. This is the real big reason for me why I like Mike Vrabel as this team's head coach, because we're in a new era. Like, when he was playing, there wasn't the phone. The phones weren't in the mix of things.
Yeah, it was all flip phones.
Right. The DMs weren't in the mix of things. So for Vrabel, just like, you know, when players go from one team to another, and while it might be the West Coast offense, the verbiage is different when you go from one place to the other. I think for Mike Vrabel, it's kind of like, you know, it's the same problems that players have been going on with for years. It's just that there are different added verbiages that you make these slight adjustments. You remember when we had the audio from Vrabel's very first day of minicamp, and he was talking about the main things, and one of the first things he talked about were the phones and being on time.
Yeah.
Remember these two things?
Yeah.
Because he's understanding that in this new generation of player, this is where the disconnect and the things can go off the rails. It's with the phones and with and your time. I'm not a fan of time management because everybody gets 24 hours, so there's no way you can put away an hour, right? But how you are handling yourself as a business walking into the room, right? Like, you probably think when Vrabel is there, no one's talking about, like, hey, stay off the phones. And maybe a few players had a problem being on time. Sometimes you would find it. Remember, you ever watch the show Playmakers that was on ESPN?
No, honestly, I never watched Playmakers. I've heard it's legendary, and it was one of the...
Dude, it is.
Yeah.
So you know the story behind it, and I'll get back to how this ties to Vrabel and everything, and time and whatnot. It was the ESPN show. It ran for maybe, one season. ESPN had just had the Sunday Night Football contract. There were stories that the NFL was like, we don't like this story, kind of get it off the air. And so, like, if you have I have a DVD copy of it, it's like, I'm not loaning it to you. But one of the things in the quarterback was always late. And then what you discover was that the quarterback had a drug problem. I'm not saying this is going on with any of the players on this team. That's not it at all. But it always starts with, if you're not on time, then something else is occupying your time that you're not finding this important. And that's why Vrabel has to kind of make that statement that may come off clunky to us, right? But to his players, they're saying, you know what? If, God forbid, Mike Vrabel has to go anywhere else to coach at this point, right? But if he goes somewhere else, that, you know, look, it's just one of those situations where you're like, this guy's going to run through a wall for me because he understands what players go through. And his might have been different, right? Because every player's situation starts differently from when they get to money, right? And I'm not saying that Vrabel's this rich guy, but let's just call it what it is. If you've got kids from Liberty City suddenly making it to the NFL, you've got a lot of money and you've got a lot of people who are tied to you in an impoverished financial area that are going to have those demands on you. Like, if you've seen how players have had to handle that in the past, at least Mike Vrabel has a mental Rolodex he can go through to say, that's kind of similar to what I saw so-and-so kind of go through. And this is how it's handled the right way. And this is how it might have gone handled the wrong way. So I think that's where we really have to give Vrabel kind of his just due, his flowers immediately, is understanding what these players are going through financially, family, friends, enemies, social media. And these guys are all young. Like, it's not like it's a room of 40-year-olds. You know, like, whatever they're saying on me is not anything that I would even follow.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. And you see it when they come off the field, right? Like, when Vrabel waits for everyone to come off the field and he does an individual hug and high five for them after every win. Like, he clearly just has a really good pulse on how to be a leader in the locker room. Mm. And when I remember in the Brady documentary series, they made a point to spend like 45 seconds talking about Vrabel and how he was this amazing leader and he was one of the true voices on those early dynasty teams and how they weren't surprised that he became a head coach. And all, like, that was within the documentary that was about Tom Brady. Is like, right, they spent time talking about Vrabel, and this is 3 years before he's back here at Gillette to be the head coach of the Patriots. So I think he's been able to harness that, what he was as a player and that experience in the locker room back then, and carry that with him into being a head coach. And it's one of those things where he's a player's coach in that he has the players back, but he's not like that traditional players coach where those guys tend to get like ran over, right? Like those guys tend to, when you say someone's a players coach, there's sort of a connotation there where it's
you
like,
you have somebody in mind, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's turn the clock back 2 years, right?
Yeah, right. It might be the guy that was here last year.
Right.
But then you hear all the stories that came out where it's like he thought he was a players coach, but then he really wasn't. Like he just had no real read on how to be a leader yet. He was put in a really impossible situation following up Belichick with no real experience.
You got David Lee Roth?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. He was put in a position that he didn't need to be in, and it failed, and they pulled the plug really quickly.
Yeah.
And that Vrabel is not that. He was well-equipped for this job. He put the hours in. He was successful in Tennessee. He learned from his mistakes in Tennessee, and now you're seeing the fruits of that labor both on the field and off the field with how he's handling all of these situations.
KJ Show, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. We're about 15 minutes away from playing How High, where we partake in some questions, but yet we do not exhale. No, I'm kidding. Well, here's the other part about with Vrabel, right, is, and this goes to the Patriots franchise. This is the first time that you've had any type of celebrity tied to the team outside of since Brady's been gone, right? And you would say at that time, Brady was the celebrity. The wife was the celebrity because of the husband. The family became celebrities, so forth. Gronk became kind of like the John C. Reilly to his Will Ferrell, you know.
I like that.
So, right. So all those things, that kind of the bro thing that was kind of created and copied by somebody who made billions of dollars. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't say any names. But this is a first, right? Because now you have an outside person who's more famous than the player from the hip-hop music side. This is something you've never really seen before, right? Like, the closest to Patriots in hip-hop is, like, Bob Kraft going to get, what, pick up Meek Mill? Right?
Right. Like that's what I was going to say.
Right, but in terms of, like, touching the locker room and an outside distraction, like, it hasn't been as big of a distraction as I thought it would be. Just because as someone who's familiar with Cardi B and for someone like my daughter to text me, like when all the news broke, I'm like, okay, you don't follow the Patriots like that, but you know who Cardi B is. It's been relatively tame, though some wanted to kind of take it, some elements wanted kind of to take it to like, yeah, let's make this the hip-hop Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I'm like, they're not having that with the Patriots. That's not happening at one Patriots way. That's not happening, okay? So I take my hat off to Vrabel because it's like, hey, look, you realize that celebrity is tied to the Diggs story, that it's going to get so much, it's going to get bloated out of line. Look, okay, we probably should talk about some of the stuff that was going on the air before we got on the air, or actually after. Remember after the show, and I text you and Dan, because we were all three of us on the air Tuesday when all the news broke, at least with Diggs. We didn't realize that on Wednesday, Barmore was going to break. I was like, I'm glad I got the day off. I feel for Dan Ball, right? And I text you a particular blogger that's very big in the hip-hop community. And just all of the inconsistencies and unreliable non-truths. Can't say they're lies, but unreliable non-truths that are being widespread.
Yeah.
And how you have to keep everything tight and buttoned up. So that's why I said on Tuesday, hey, when Vrabel has his 1 p.m. press conference on Wednesday and then the open locker room, I would not make Steph Diggs available. We just didn't know that there would be a Barmore story running at the same time.
Right.
But I think it's because of understanding, hey, Vrabel knows what that celebrity has been like around Tom Brady on the outside. Now all he's doing is just converting that language to saying, okay, how do I handle the Steph Diggs situation when the celebrity is on the outside and is, you know, has clearly been in the mix? She's been at the games and so forth, and they haven't been in the way. I will say that. That it hasn't been in the way, but this is that window for suddenly to get in the way, and Vrabel was just like, oh hell no, we're gonna put a stop to that.
Yeah, so the Cardi B part is interesting because when the news broke, admittedly, I was like, oh, I wonder how she will handle this because she's a bigger star than Steph Diggs, and Steph Diggs is one of the most popular players in the NFL, but Cardi B is just another level, right?
Transcends, right.
Yeah, and so, and correct me if I'm wrong, KJ, but like in prior relationships she's had, there's been controversies that have come out, and she has been like vocal on Instagram stories about them and like gotten in the mix with the drama and like added to the drama and been a part of the drama. So,
okay. So she's leveled up, right?
Yeah,
like so Diggs is a level up for
well,
her.
Well, so maybe she's matured in a way, right? Cause she has, I mean, she's been basically quiet about all of this.
Can you imagine that in a sentence, Cardi B quiet?
Right. Cause that's just not her personality. And,
right.
You know, I think it's interesting and this could mean nothing, but I'll bring it to the air here. So, you know, at practice, one of the main roles I have at EEI is capturing images at live events and putting them on our socials and,
right.
you know, seeing how those do engagement wise. And so I posted a video of Diggs at his first practice back after all this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people who favorited the tweets of that video was Cardi B.
Whoa.
From her, you know, verified account. And I was like,
stop lying.
No, I'm telling the truth.
I believe you. Why would you lie? We get in trouble for lying on an FCC license broadcast.
So I thought that was interesting that she's out there monitoring media to see what's being said about her man. And it's interesting. It's just interesting that she's definitely monitoring things. Like I have no followers, basically, and she's out here favoriting tweets of mine. So it's one of those things where she definitely is in the mix right now, but she isn't creating noise. And I think the Patriots are probably very happy about that. But it's just something that's interesting to kind of keep an eye on moving forward. Because, again, she is such a big celebrity, and that's what's going to make this story even bigger moving forward.
But could you imagine if this happened at the end of last season? Oh, my gosh, Gerard May would just be Schlettrock standing under a cloud. Like, this is why having someone like Vrabel to say, you know what, as long as I'm not seeing anything affected on the field, in my locker room, right? Because we've seen players who just don't get it. Like Antonio Brown might be the first guy that was, you know, remember FaceTime where he was on went Facebook Live in the locker room some years ago, and then you got Puka Nacua who just did this a couple of weeks ago of, you know, like going streaming live. Like, so there's just so many distracting things that are going on for these players on the outside. Like if you probably took a random survey next time you're in the locker room, I would probably guess maybe 35% of the players have some type of stream or have been on some type of stream. Somebody streamed.
Oh yeah,
the last
it's probably
2 weeks.
Higher than that. Yeah.
Right, and I'm being fair just because I don't want to.
Well, they're all in their early 20s. Like that's what these guys do. They go on Twitch and they game at night. Like that's. That's how guys at level, you know,
I don't mean so
operate.
Much in terms of gaming and playing online. I'm talking about being in these chats and just letting conversations just kind of run away from what you're doing, right? If I'm on there playing a video game, maybe I'm talking about playing a video game, but the chat will push you into areas of things you don't want to discuss. Like, I would think if I'm Patriots PR, I'm like, it's probably a nightmare every time these guys drive off. They're like, they're not here at practice. They're leaving here. Like, what could happen in their sphere? And so many things can happen. You have to have a coach like Mike Vrabel who could say, you know what, that stuff doesn't impress me. Social media isn't real. And if you really want to break it down from a former player to another player, I can show you how this cuts you a check and that can get you cut out of checks, right? Like how you can lose money fast off of something that's free and how this pays you handsomely. So that's the other thing. The only thing I can kind of compare it to is parenthood, right? And this may shake some feathers, but I've got one kid that's 30 and another kid that's 15. So either I'm an after-school special about the 30-year-old or I've got some really convincing skills to have kids 15 years apart.
Right.
Is the older one, maybe MySpace, like the thing was like, hey, they're trying to sneak on MySpace. The younger one, and granted that she has cerebral palsy, but it's still, you see how powerful the phone is. Like, she doesn't have a phone. Like, there's no point in having a phone. So you have to adjust that parenting in these extremes, right? So where with one, I just did, like, okay, just don't buy up iTunes on my credit card. This one, it's almost kind of like, hey, I have to make sure that even when you're watching YouTube, that something's not sneaking into the video. Like, I don't even let her watch YouTube by herself just because of what kids' videos can be done and altered. So Vrabel has that ability to almost kind of like to understand how I parented my kid who's 30 and also have the ability to adapt it to this age where people are like, oh man, why doesn't your kid have a phone? Why doesn't your kid have a phone? I'm like, because I have a goal for them, right?
Yeah, right.
And that's how he handles his players. And I think they respect that more so than I think trying to be their friend, as parents will tell you, hey, you're not going to respect my authority if I'm trying to be your friend. But if I'm here to be a counselor and a guider after a while, you will take some of these things and you'll become your own man or woman. So that's what Vrabel is really doing here. And that's why I even think those, you know, not disappointed at all, is almost like him saying as a parent, well, I understand as a parent, some things can happen, right? Like my kid got scratched on the playground and I have a discussion about it, right? So I'm not disappointed at all at maybe how things haven't been handled. I'm very careful. Can you see my Walenza act right here right now, Tom, of walking this tightrope of what I'm saying? Is the reason why Vrabel isn't disappointed at all is because A, they're not his children, and B, these are things that are not happening on the field. Now, if he says, now let's just say the situation was Stephon Diggs ran the wrong route three times in a game. Hey, are you disappointed in Steph Diggs' performance today? I am.
Yeah, but and also that's black and white, right?
Like, right,
you can see that happen on the field. There's evidence of him running the incorrect route, and like he knows he's supposed to do it this way. He did it the wrong way. You can be, you know, very definitively disappointed in that. Whereas, again, he's giving them that grace of saying, you're innocent until proven guilty. We have your back. You're telling us that you didn't do this. We're supporting you all the way. And clearly they feel really good about that because they have been very vocal about the fact that they support them and they're going to be a part of this next month and a half here, hopefully, for the Patriots. So, yeah, it's a really interesting, delicate line that he's walking, and he's doing a really good job of it in at least the last few days. And again, if you look at it as a macro level, he's been doing a great job with this type of stuff all season.
Yeah. KJ Show, got Tom Carroll with me, aka Tommy Freeze Pop, 617-779-7937. All right, about 5 minutes away from How High. Got some breaking MLB baseball news we'll tell you about next, and we'll continue the conversation. Patriots Miami game. Talk to our buddy in Miami, J-Rod, Jim Rodriguez. I work with BetMGM. Are the Dolphins just packing in tomorrow? I think that's what we really want to know so that we could score watch a little bit. That's next here on WEEI. Good Saturday to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Yeah. KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. So, just in the last several minutes, the Blue Jays have won again. Man, damn.
Damn!
They're out for blood, man.
Kazuma Okamoto heading to the Blue Jays. So, on top of Dylan Cease, look, we'll get to Hal High in a couple of minutes and a little behind the curtains. Stuff is kind of scripted. And one of them, you're going to hear a question about, do you think the Red Sox will be able to go back-to-back and to the playoffs? I think this might get us to the answer, no.
We'll no. See. I have a thought on that. But, yeah, it makes it harder.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. It's not even so much like, okay, Okamoto was the guy that the Red Sox were just had their eyes on just religiously because, look, they passed up on paying the money for Otani. They weren't even close with Yamamoto. So you would
Juan
just say
Soto, yeah.
Juan Soto. Well, I'm really kind of going with the international players.
Okay, yep.
You got to pay that fee and then negotiate. It's very mob-esque, which I'm thinking like, so why can't Boston do that?
Got to pay the VIG.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know.
Of course I know how to spot a car.
So now what's going to happen, and this is where it's like, I got to give it to Bregman. Someone's got to buy him just like, man, in another life, brother, you should, I can't use the song by 50 Cent that's with four letters. Yeah, I don't know what you heard about me because I don't want to be the person. Okay, Bregman is right now in that type status, right? Because now everybody's going to be screaming, go get Bo Bichette. Go get, like, if we can't keep Bregman, get Bichette. And I'm just saying, if you're going to sound that way, you're the guy who's trying to get girls' phone numbers at 1:45 a.m. as the lights have come on in the club. Bro, you're going to end up with nothing or something you don't want to, or you don't even want to tell your friends about. I'm just telling you. And this is where it's heading, right? Because now we have this covetousness problem here with Boston sports fans. Do we not? We're covetous. We like Dylan Cease. How come we didn't get Dylan Cease? Because, well, we didn't come out with enough money. Oh, my, now they got Okamoto. How come were we in there on that? Like, now it's like Bregman or Bichette. And so what that means, tell me, if it means that Bregman has to say no for us to beg for Bichette.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this Okamoto signing by Toronto makes it more clear that the Red Sox need to get something done with Bregman. Like, it needs to have, if they come out of this offseason without Alex Bregman, there's going to legitimately be fans at Fenway Park on opening day with bags over their head, which I think is unfounded because I don't think the Red Sox are like, 1980s, 90s level Saints ain't bad. And I think they're going to be in the playoff mix. But the idea that they went from being a team that made the playoffs for the first time since 21 last year to then coming into this opening day with a, in theory, maybe worse roster is wild, especially given the fact that you are the Boston effing Red Sox and should be able to afford Alex Bregman, especially given the fact that you know how important he is to that clubhouse and that he does have gas left in the tank. So, yeah, Toronto being out of the mix now because you saw the Mark Feinsand report yesterday.
Five years of gas left in the tank?
But again, that's baseball for you, right? Like, you kind of pay the tax on the back end. So you saw the Mark Feinsand report yesterday that said that the Blue Jays and the Diamondbacks were the ones making the most aggressive offers for Bregman and that the Red Sox were still in the mix. And then later that day, or was it the next day, I lose track, but Buster Olney went on Toronto radio and said, the Red Sox have made the most aggressive offer to Alex Bregman. So now Okamoto's in the mix. In theory, he's going to be playing third for the Blue Jays, which means in theory, the Red Sox are going up against the Diamondbacks for the services of Alex Bregman. So they can't lose that. It can't happen.
Well, here's what's funny. I don't know if you know this, but with John Lyons and I want to say back during the World Series, maybe actually before the World Series in the playoffs, I was saying right here on this WEEI Boston Sports Radio Network, Watch out for the Arizona Diamondbacks to be in the mix to go after Alex Bregman. Even Lou Marlone kind of laughed at me. He was like, why would he go there? I was like, because he's from the next state over. He's going to, if someone was to give him 6 years and he'd be 38 years old, he could chill out in Arizona. And people are just going to Diamondback games just to get out of the heat. So if there's no stress on that team to try and build rosters and everything. So they'll spend money because they know people are going to just want to get out of the heat and come into a well air-conditioned location. But Bregman's family is steeped in politics deeply and very successful in New Mexico. I said, look, Bregman might go for the big bag, whoever will give it to him, whether it be somebody where he can be home near local, because isn't that the case with Montgomery? When he went to Arizona, and one of the first things he said was because his wife was in grad school and it wasn't far away from home. You didn't hear.
Yeah.
You weren't hearing about the bats and the organization. It was like, because I can live comfortably here.
Right. Like, that is something that I think people lose sight of, that is part of the calculus for these guys. But
maybe they just don't want to hear it coming from my mouth.
Well, when I think of Alex Bregman, and you might be onto something there, but when I think of Alex Bregman, I think of a guy that's obsessed with winning. And the big thing about Alex Bregman is he has this, what is it, nine straight years he's made the postseason.
Pause your thought right there. Okay, do you think his ownership group that he works for, that he's negotiating right now, is obsessed with winning?
But he's ultimately the CEO of that organization of guys that decides where he does and doesn't play. Like, Scott Boras really does, in essence, work for the players that he represents. Like, he can stall things all he wants to make as much money for himself as possible. But at the end of the day, Alex Bregman is going to be the guy that says, I want to play for an organization that can compete to win World Series every year, instead of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who once every 15 years is going to be in that mix.
How many years are the Red Sox? We're at year 8 now?
Right. No, listen, I get it. I totally get it, right? But at least the Red Sox have the ingredients of something that should be a World Series caliber team every year, right? You have the ballpark, you have all these young players that are on the come up. Roman Anthony, Garrett Crochet is a bona fide superstar.
So why did that same team want Ketel Marte so bad, and he's where?
And that's the weird thing about Arizona is, like, they want to trade Ketel Marte, but also they want to sign Alex Bregman. It's like, are you rebuilding, or do you want to bring in a guy that can help you compete next year? Like,
brochures, sell tickets,
it's
local
just
guy.
Ketel
is not from Arizona.
It's a weird team. It's a weird organization. I would be shocked if that's where Alex Bregman lands.
But what if you understand the weird, right? Like, because the same thing has been said about free agents coming to play for the Patriots or free agents coming to play for the Celtics. They're kind of like, well, it seems different there to the players, you know, for different reasons, right? So I would say, why wouldn't? Because right now we're really arguing about Bregman, because you don't think the price has gone up? I mean, if Bregman's walking around his house right now, he sounds like this.
I don't know about that. I feel like Okamoto taking the Blue Jays kind of off the market hurts Bregman to a degree. I think that Bregman's price just went down because I think Boras has been using these two teams to negotiate against the Red Sox.
Other. Yeah.
And now it's just the Diamondbacks in Boston. And so I think Boston, while their rival just got a guy that had been on the radar of the Red Sox to a degree, and Toronto keeps getting better, and I think there's a larger conversation to be had about how they're running things and how the Red Sox should be running things. But if you're Boston, you're going, okay, we should win this now. And now it goes back to what I said earlier. You can't lose this. Do not lose the Alex Bregman negotiation to the freaking Arizona Diamondbacks. Don't do it.
617-779-7937. KJ Show, got Tom Carroll hanging out with me till 4. Still to come, we've got our buddy Jim Rodriguez in Miami, follows the Dolphins, part of the BetMGM network I've worked with. We'll talk, because I want to get the vibe of what Miami's treating this game. Like, are they trying to play for Mike McDaniel, or are they trying to, like, play him out of there? Like, is that a move? That's coming at 2:20. But now it is time for...
Right? Take the test, huh? Get high score.
You want highs, means the low. How are the highs, man?
That's what I'm saying, yo.
All right, first we should say there is no real partaking of any illegal substances during this break here on WEEI, a federally controlled and licensed station.
Wink.
Yeah, okay, so you like how I say that? I just made that's a good disclaimer, was it not? Considering sure. It's nothing pre-written, because I would usually, after this week, I would write everything down, including in Braille. So Tom, here's how it works. If you believe in something a little bit, that's a little high.
Okay.
You strongly believe in something, it's very high.
Okay.
And if you think it's an absolute joke, it's choke.
Got it. Stoned out of your gourd,
guys. I said no illegal things.
Hypothetical.
So in other words, it's just, it's non-consumable to you.
Got it. Okay. About it's just it's just real stanky.
I'm going to kill you. Damn it, Tom. You're going to kill me. All right. David Azar, you have him. Let's partake.
All right, we'll start off with the most timely one. The Red Sox, as currently constructed, will make the playoffs again next season. How high are you on that happening?
Tom?
Little high. Little high. Because, look, they just got there, and Garrett Kershaw can come out and have another Cy Young-level season. I think that Sonny Gray, like, I've come around on that trade. I think he is going to ultimately be a better, more solid number two than what you had last year. And then you get a full season of Roman Anthony. So yeah, I'm a little high that they can get back. I still think they need to go out and get one more bat a la Alex Bregman. And I'd feel really good if they got another arm, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, my chest is a little tight on that. I'm not buying it at all. What Toronto has done is improve what they have done last year. You feel like the Yankees are going to be stronger. I just don't think you're going to have a situation where three AL East teams are going to make it to the playoffs. I think you'll probably see improvement in the AL Central. I think I just don't think that you're going to have three teams from the AL East again this year the way that you had this past season. All right, next.
Very high, a little high, or no way. The Patriots will beat the Bills in the playoffs if they meet again.
Tom, you're the guest in the house with the shoes off. What are you thinking?
Oh, man. I'm going to go very high. Even though Josh Allen is one of the best players in the NFL, and he should be terrifying to anyone that's ever playing him, yeah. I just feel like the Bills are banged up. And I know the Pats are kind of banged up, but they're getting healthy here. Milton Williams practicing this week. Robert Spillane practiced this week. Will Campbell coming back. I feel like the Pats are getting healthy at the right time. And the Bills are banged up. I feel like you can take care of business against Buffalo. That should not be an excuse if you play them this postseason.
Boy, that was a long inhale. I'm going to go a little high. Only because the Bills are a running team first and foremost. Patriots have kind of struggled with the run. As you mentioned, the return of Spillane and Williams will help. But we've got to see that. So I'm a little high that the Patriots will beat the Bills in the playoffs if they meet up. But so I think it happened. I just don't think it's absolutely not going to happen. Next!
How high is it to think that Jaylen Brown will finish top three in MVP voting this season? Keep in mind that Jason Tatum has finished fourth twice and sixth twice.
I'll go little high. Because he's playing so well. So at a certain point, you might not be able to ignore it. And if Tatum doesn't get back in time, I think that the numbers are just going to bear out where you have to have them in that discussion. So let's go little high.
Not because I don't want to see it to happen, but I think not high. No, not. The NBA has this narrative. They're so in love with the most. They're more boring than the San Antonio Spurs, Oklahoma City Thunder. At least San Antonio has a river walk. What does Oklahoma City have? I-40?
It has a Denny's.
It has a Denny's. You know, it's a damn good. Have you had the Grand Slam breakfast?
Oh, the Grand Slamwich is one of the greats.
Hey, all this food talk? But hey, look, I think they're just having in their mind that it's going to be SGA, 1-2, Jokic, and Luka, despite how bad the Lakers are going. So I think Jaylen Brown's going to be cheated out of top three, when I think he's really top two now, and I think it's either him or SGA just because of Oklahoma City's record. And because, have you seen the Celtics record as they're composed? Like, that's impressive.
It's really impressive.
One more before the fuzz comes and gets us.
All right, let's see here. How fired up would you be if the Red Sox trade Jaren Duran?
How fired up would you be, huh?
Very high. Because that needs to happen. Like, they have such a logjam back there. I think that go out and use him to go bolster your depth in a real way instead of wasting it in the outfield, because like you're not losing Yoshida, so that's a bat that you have to have in the mix somewhere. So you gotta move Duran. Has to happen.
I'm a little high, only because I'm worried about what the return would be, right? If it's not premium return, as you saw in the Devers situation, because what did we get back in Devers as fans for the Red Sox? You didn't get anything, so...
No, nothing. Nothing.
So, you know, a little less than nothing is still almost nothing, so that is my concern, and that is how high Tom and I will hydrate and continue here next on the KJ Show on WEEI. Good Saturday to you. Thanks for hanging out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.